In the United States, only a very small fraction of high school athletes go on to play sports at the collegiate level. According to USA Today, only 7% of high school participants play sports in college, and only 2% for those playing in NCAA Division I schools. Today, I'm very lucky to interview two outstanding Baylor athletes committed to D1 schools to unveil the process behind college sports recruitment and how has COVID-19 impacted their decisions. My name is Stephen Yao, and this is the Baylor Nerds.
I started really young. I think I was around 8 or 9. Football was always just something I could do just for fun, and I never really planned on playing college football. It's just kind of something that happened. You know, I'm really grateful for that.
This is Riley Jean, a senior at Baylor who's going to Harvard for football.
So basically, I started rowing winter of my sophomore year. I loved the team, the coaches, and everything. I just kind of fell in love with the sport. I've known since I started playing sports, I was like, I want to do a sport in college. That's kind of always been the thing for me.
And this is Rebecca Watson, who will row for Bucknell, the third best school for rowing in the Mid-Atlantic region. The recruitment process often takes more than a year. Other than the regular applications, they spend tons of time connecting with the college coaches and teams.
What kind of my last thing was, I wanted to meet some of the girls on the team. So we set up a Zoom. It was two athletes from the team, me, and then four other girls that were getting recruited. So we had that. And then the following Monday, I talked to the coach on the phone. And she's like, okay, well, I'll need your decision by the end of the week.
I guess the biggest thing is just having to, you know, build those relationships with coaches and players that are already there. I've had Zoom meetings to already start learning their offenses and defenses. It's not only that I have to kind of worry about the application process in school, I already have to start focusing on football and everything that's already going on up there.
In the middle of this pandemic, applying to colleges could be especially hard for athletes who couldn't compete in the spring.
Spring is our main season, and we didn't get a spring season. I had built all of that up, and then it kind of just went to waste. The main part of the difficulty of that was not knowing how to communicate with coaches on how hard I was working. Like, this happened to me. He's like, you check every box, except you're not fast enough. I was like, cool. I don't know when I'm going to test next. Like, I haven't tested since December. So that was very revealing for me.
My summer, it was going to be filled up with traveling all around the country, going to football camps, looking at different schools. And so when everything really started to get bad, everything got canceled. And so since there was nothing else to go on, I was talking to 2 to 3 coaches a day. I was getting texts every day, tweets every day. So it's just really stressful to keep up with and, you know, to try and make all these coaches happy.
Unable to compete, couldn't tour the campus, and overwhelmed by daily texts, what do they do instead to keep track of the process?
Some schools were finding out that they needed to move away from judging people based on their height, weight, and times, and looking at their work ethic, personality. My college counselor is my coach. I was in contact with him multiple times a week. I started my process back last fall. We would talk literally every week about it. He was very supportive in that way.
Coach Kaufman, my position coach, we've always been really close. He kind of was a father figure to me. He really helped me grow as a person and as a football player because he really was the one who reached out to these coaches and helped me get in touch with the coaches and schools. And without him, I really couldn't have got as far as I did. So I'm really grateful to him.
My roommate for the past 2 years, she was like, I'm so jealous of you. You know where you're going now. And I was like, but you haven't been doing this for a year. You haven't gone through all of the conversations that I have. You haven't had to have discussions about like money and all this stuff.
Seniors, they might get an extra year of eligibility. So seniors are gonna have an extra year to be able to play football. So I don't really know how that's gonna affect me in the way of coming in with, is there going to be too many players? How are they going to deal with the amount of spots of positions on the team? So it's just going to be, I think that's what it means. I just don't know how that's going to be dealt with.
Still, in this unprecedented year, I believe our students will carry on with great perseverance and determinations. Thank you for listening.